Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello and welcome to Everyday Decisions. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and this is a podcast where I talk to people about the last 24 hours of their day to see how they do what they do. My guest today is a very, very important person, real top-of-the-line VIP. It's my own ma, Marilyn Firestone. She's on the podcast today. I'd say 10 out of 10, great ma, really recommend. And she does other stuff too, and I'm very excited for you to hear about her day. I find it very soothing to hear about. It is nothing like my day, and I wish I had days like her. Unfortunately, it's not genetic. But yeah, enjoy the episode and take care of yourself and stay safe. So, it's 5 o'clock on Tuesday, August 11th. We just found out Kamala Harris is going to be the VP. It's pretty much breaking news. And
I couldn't hear that. When did you hear it?
Oh, my gosh. It just happened.
You just informed me. I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not so surprised,
glad.
But that's exciting.
Okay, I'm glad I could be the informer.
Yeah.
I always try to start these episodes with a bit of breaking news. So
yeah, that's big news. How did you hear it?
I'm kind of finger on the pulse these days.
I guess you are.
Yeah.
Wow. He just announced it, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I lost a bet.
Wow. You lost a bet? You thought it was going to be somebody else?
Yeah.
Ah. Are we being recorded right now?
Yeah.
Okay, who'd you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be Susan Rice.
Yeah, okay.
And then, a wild card. Someone, I'm not going to name names, someone thought it was going to be Michelle Obama.
Ah, well, I don't know that she wanted the job, but she would have been great.
We got Kamala Harris, which I think...
Yeah, we got Kamala.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I know you were hoping for the position, Ma, but sorry. Sorry, it didn't go to you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that job. Uh-uh.
Really?
Plus,
what?
You know Trump's going to dig up dirt, so...
Oh, yeah. You
be
got
looking
dirt?
Into my past, and oh, gosh.
What kind of dirt you got, Ma?
All kinds of secrets I wouldn't want you to find out.
Well. All right. Okay, there were a few years where you did wear those diamond-studded leather pants, maybe.
Yeah, I did have those black leather pants.
Yeah, those were pretty cool. You still got
those? And the leopard print jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. Do you still have the leather pants?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, after I didn't wear them for several years, it was time to get rid of them.
Oh. And just think, you could have given them to me. And I could have been the one that wears the leather pants now.
Yeah, well, you know what? At the time I got them, they were considered fitted. But then after a few years, they were kind of baggy. And baggy leather pants just don't cut it. So I just couldn't. I didn't want to give them to you. I didn't think you'd really
You didn't think
them.
I wanted baggy leather pants?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, shows how much you know me. So it's 5 o'clock on Monday. You're in St. Louis, right?
Correct. So it's only 4 o'clock here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll be considerate of your. This will be on your time. Okay, so four o'clock. It's 4 o'clock on Tuesday. 4 o'clock on Monday. What are you doing?
I had a client, a new client.
Mm-hmm. And
I was on a Zoom meeting.
Okay. And just for people that don't know, do you want to say what you have clients for?
Well, I'm a licensed professional counselor in private practice.
Yes. And you had a comedian child. Doesn't look good, Ma. Doesn't look good for your resume, okay?
Well, I became a counselor after you were pretty much grown. right? I went back to school to get my master's degree when you were about a sophomore in high school, right?
Yeah, but then I continued to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
I was
kind of needing to know, I don't know, what I could have done differently.
That's a good one, Ma. Okay.
Not just with you. Your father and your brother, too.
Nice. We all got lumped together. Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. So you have you get done with the client, and then what time is it?
Well, then it was 5 o'clock. It was time for happy hour. We always have happy hour at 5 o'clock here.
Uh-huh. What's happy hour entail?
Glass of wine while I cook dinner.
Uh-huh. And what's your preferred wine?
Pinot Grigio.
Uh-huh. That's on the drier side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever think it's not cold enough?
I like it really cold. Yeah, we get it right out of the refrigerator.
Sometimes I put a little ice cube in it.
Ah. Yeah, it does after it sits a while. It loses that real crisp coldness, and that I like it better cold, too.
Yeah, after a while.
Maybe I should try an ice cube.
I don't know. I mean, I just, it kind of gets a, it gets, maybe it's just the wine I'm drinking, but it gets a real, you know, urine vibe after a while. You know, if you don't
urine
keep it
vibe. Shall we?
Yeah. Okay. So then you have your happy hour. Do you have anything to eat or no, you're cooking dinner?
Sometimes we have a little hummus or a little smoked salmon, but last night we didn't.
Last night
I'd had a pretty good-sized lunch, so we didn't have any food with our happy hour.
Wow, a good-sized lunch. Now, that is a cliffhanger that we'll never know. Okay, so...
That's right, because we can't go back before 4 o'clock.
We can't go back. It's a very strict podcast. Yeah. Okay, so you make dinner. What are you making?
Well, last night I kind of had a lazy dinner. I had gone to the grocery store before 4 o'clock, so we won't talk about that. But I picked up a rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
And then I had a little leftover farro salad and a little leftover broccoli from the night before. So that was dinner.
Okay. I used to love rotisserie chicken. I think it's one of the best foods if you eat meat.
Yeah, it is. And
yeah.
So easy.
Which piece do you get?
I have the white meat, the breast.
That's your favorite?
I don't know. Dad likes the thighs and the wings, and I don't know. Sometimes I like the legs. Sometimes I like the wings. I just, you know.
But together, you guys down the whole bird?
Well, pretty much. Except,
nice.
You know what part is still in the refrigerator?
Huh.
The wishbone.
Oh.
And that was what you always liked best, huh? Remember
we used
to always do the wishbone?
Yeah, you get to break the chest bone of a chicken and make a wish. What's better than that?
Maybe I should put it in the freezer for next time you come home. Huh?
Please, all I want is cold bones to make wishes on. Please.
Okay.
So, give me a reason to come home. Okay, so you make the chicken, and then at this point, and now I don't mean to get too personal, I know you are my parents, but are you guys like talking, or have you run out of completely things to say at this point?
Yeah, we kind of, well, sometimes we talk at dinner, but a lot of times we just turn on the TV. You know,
what was
we've been
last
married
night?
For 43 years.
Ooh,
so.
43 years.
Yeah, 43 years, so... Sometimes we do run out of things to talk about. But I can't remember last night. I think we turned on TV. I think we probably watched public television.
Public television?
Judy, what's her name?
Who?
I like her so much, and why can't I think of her name now?
Judy? Judge?
Mm-hmm.
Judy?
Not Judge Judy. No. She's a newscaster on Channel 9 public television.
Oh, PBS.
Yeah, PBS.
Yeah, I never heard it referred to as public television, but I like
well,
that.
Well, that's what PBS stands for, public broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to look up Judy's last name because now I feel really dumb.
Keep
I watch
talking?
Her all the time.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. I'll keep talking. It's really about your day, but all right. Okay, you keep, well, walk us through what you're looking up at this point. Judy.
Keep talking.
No, well, you
I don't
guys...
want any downtime.
Okay.
PBS.
Yeah. Are you, you're Googling?
Oh, NewsHour. Okay.
Okay.
With Judy.
We're on the edge of our seats.
Judy Woodruff.
Oh, of course. I mean, people, if they, you know, if podcasting was a two-way system, you would hear a bunch of listeners screaming, Woodruff, Woodruff. But unfortunately, you can't. Okay. So we figured that out. Okay. So you watch the news and, mm-hmm. Is this the first time you get the news all day, or have you been kind of getting the news?
Well, we get the New York Times, so I usually read the front page, and then but we've kind of stopped watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Other than Judy Woodruff.
Yeah. And we'll never forget that name. Never ever.
No, I won't.
Okay. So then you eat dinner, you watch Judy Woodruff, and then what happens?
Uh-huh. Well, there was a bad thunderstorm last night.
Oh.
Really bad. The trees, you know, these big oak trees were just swaying, and lots of wind and thunder and lightning. It was really noisy and dark. Yeah.
Were you watching it, or were you kind of trying to stay away?
Well, we were kind of watching a little bit because some good-sized branches came down in the yard, and yeah, and that thunder was so loud. It was really a bad one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And was there a lot of damage afterwards?
No, I think power went out in some neighborhoods, but not here. And just, you know, those old trees have a lot of kind of dead branches on them, so we had a lot of that in the yard, but not really any damage to speak of.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And then, it's thundering, you're watching it, and then is there dessert?
Yes, dessert. My favorite thing.
What?
I have this new addiction.
What is it?
To mochis.
Okay.
Love them.
Uh-huh. What flavor?
This was cookies and cream ice cream with a white rice dough on the outside.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Do you like those too?
Yeah, I love them.
I do, too. They're such a great little dessert, and they're only about 100 calories.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, really good. Great, great dessert.
Okay, so you had a mochi, this has become kind of a routine?
Uh-huh.
One single mochi?
I get kind of upset if there's no mochis in the freezer.
Okay, well, we wouldn't want to... for you to Hulk out over mochis. So so then you have a mochi, and then what?
And then we watched 4 episodes of our new favorite show.
What's that?
Can I say what it is? I mean,
Yeah.
Rami on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You love Rami.
So good. It's so good. It's so well written, and so... very interesting and funny and poignant and all those good things. We love it.
Love it. Wow. 4 episodes.
Dad and I don't always agree on TV series. We like to find the ones that we both love, and that one is definitely one we both love.
Wow. Rami for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I definitely recommend it.
Yeah. You love Rami. Okay, so we got a strong Rami recommendation, which is available on Hulu. And then you watch 4 episodes. And
they're
then,
short. They're half-hour episodes.
Okay. And then at this point, are you getting tired?
I always kind of am the one to say, want to watch one more? And then by about 9:45, Dad says, no, I'm too tired. Let's go out. So, yeah.
And so at 9:45, you're going to bed?
Going upstairs. It takes a little while to get ready for bed. Yeah.
Okay. And if you could just walk us through, you don't have to get too personal, but what would be like a going to bed routine for you?
You know, brushing teeth, washing face, getting on the pajamas.
Yeah. And yeah. For pajamas, you're one of the, are you still, wear matching pajamas?
Did we wear matching pajamas, Dad and me?
No, not you two. You wear matching tops and bottoms.
Oh, well, yeah. Dad and I wear matching pajamas.
No, that would be psychotic. No, I'm talking about your top and your bottom. You wear sets.
Well, I don't know. We have matching all kinds of things, right?
Ugh, don't get into it. Okay, so...
Don't get into that. All right, but so... Do I wear matching tops and bottoms?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You don't?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any.
No. Well, maybe now I know what to get you.
Well, thank you. When you get ready for bed, you look like a drawing of woman ready for bed.
Really?
Yeah, because you got your little matching pajama suit, and you wear slippers.
Yeah.
You're one of the only people I know that wears slippers.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Why do they sell so many of them?
I think.
Who buys them?
I think Christmas gifts. I think people, it's the ultimate gift.
But young people like you don't wear them. Just old people like me, huh?
I would never go ahead and assume that of the generations. But I'm, from personal experience, I don't think I've worn a slipper in maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you like.
Yeah, you used to wear them when you were little.
Thank you.
So maybe just young people, really young people, and really old people wear them. Huh?
Maybe. So you get ready for bed, and then, what time is it when you're like in bed?
10-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
10.
And then
or
do you just go straight to sleep?
No, sometimes we watch a little news or something, and sometimes we read. But, yeah, we're usually, like, out cold by 10:30.
And what about last night?
Trying to think. You know, Dad loves all those old sitcoms, so.
Uh-huh.
We have this arrangement where if it's an even day of the week, I get to pick what we watch. And if it's an odd day of the week, Dad picks what we watch.
And
so I guess last night was my night.
Uh-huh, yeah, that makes sense.
So I think I was too tired. I think after those 4 episodes of Rami, I was ready to just read a little bit and go to bed.
Okay. And what are you reading?
Mm-hmm. I'm reading a book that you gave me.
Oh, which one?
Called The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath.
It's a, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprisingly not too dark until the end, so no spoilers, but
yeah. And then, well, yeah, I don't want to give away the end to your listening audience.
No, they almost
I, well, I don't even know the end really, but I know what happened to her in real life.
Yeah,
what happened to Sylvia Plath?
Yeah,
I think shortly after the release of the book.
I think it's a great book, but I think
yeah.
It's certainly not, mm-hmm. yeah, not written by a happy person. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's happy? So then, okay, so...
Hopefully people are listening to this podcast to get happy, right? It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah. Well, people watch Comedy Central to get happy. That's their motto. They say, I want to get happy. I'm going to turn on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go to bed, and then what time do you sleep through the night?
No, I didn't last night, and I don't know why. I thought I heard some sort of, like, animal in distress. I don't know if I dreamed it or if it was real, but kind of like some sort of animal, and then I woke up, I kind of was thinking maybe a cat or a possum or something was outside. I don't know. Then it stopped, so.
What did it sound like?
Maybe I just dreamed it.
Yeah, what did it sound like?
I don't think I could duplicate it, but kind of a little, like in distress, like a little whining or whimpering sound.
Oh, weird.
It might have been Dad. Yeah. I don't know. But I thought it was an animal in distress.
Okay, so then you get up and then you go back to sleep.
Well, I went downstairs, I checked my phone, and then I went back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. You keep your phone downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, and then you wake up at what time?
7.
7 in the morning. And and just walk us through what happens in the morning.
Well, in the morning, Dad usually gets up a little before me, and mm-hmm. he goes downstairs and makes the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up and I make the bed, and then I go downstairs and get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear my matching robe to my matching pajamas so that I can go outside and get the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And, so then usually check my phone to see if I got any texts
mm-hmm.
and check my email, and then I sit down and read the front page of the paper with my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the morning routine.
Mm-hmm. No breakfast yet.
No breakfast yet.
Okay.
And I had a kind of an early client, so I had a fast breakfast.
Okay. But then then you go shower?
No. I didn't shower until, because I was going to exercise, so I didn't shower until after my Zumba class.
Oh, boy. Let's hear about that.
So, Zumba. Yeah. It's great. I highly recommend it.
Is
it's
it
on
over
Zoom.
Yeah.
I get to do it in the privacy of my own house.
Uh-huh.
And
so you do it, what room do you do it in?
The family room.
Okay.
I just move the coffee table out of the way and gives me enough space to jump around.
And do you keep your video on or do you turn your video off?
I turn my video off.
Okay.
They actually said that the reception would be better if everybody turned their video off. But I guess people like to watch themselves, so they leave it on. But I just always turn it off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would too. I don't like to see what happens. And so you did your exercise, and then you had a client before then or after then?
I had the client first,
okay.
And then I had Zumba. Mm-hmm.
And breakfast was before client.
Yes.
Mhm. What was breakfast?
Breakfast was yogurt and some roasted peaches and raspberries from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And so then you do the Zumba, and then right away do you take a shower, or do you kind of sit in it for a little bit?
Yeah, I did a few things. I think I went out and picked up tree branches and did a few things before I got in the shower.
Hold on, Loaf is starting to get mad. Loaf. No, none of this.
What's he mad about?
I don't know what he's mad about. He's laying down on his stomach or on his side, and he's growling at nothing.
Loafie.
Yeah, sometimes he just acts.
I just saw something on TV on The Talk,
uh-huh.
which I had on while I was getting showered and dressed,
uh-huh.
and they said you should never yell at your dog.
Oh, what are you...
Dogs just want to be loved. They don't, and makes them nervous. So don't. Do you yell at Loafy?
What about when Loaf? What about when he's being bad? Do I just love him more?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Just give him more love.
Okay.
Does the yelling ever work?
No.
And don't do it.
But sometimes he's such
bad
dog.
We don't know what kind of trauma Loafy was put through.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I won't yell at him anymore. All right. So you take a shower, and then I'm interested to hear about the hair care.
Well, the hair care's kind of fallen off. It's not nearly as elaborate as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 'cause really, who sees me? Right?
Well, what did it used to be, and what is it now for those who are new to your lifestyle?
Well, it used to be monthly hair color, which has totally gone out the window. No more hair color.
Uh-huh.
Don't intend to do that anymore.
Really?
And really, yeah. So I've got a good 2 inches worth of silver up there now.
Mm-hmm. Silver, classy. Mm-hmm.
And I think that sounds better than gray, don't you?
Yeah, it's a branding issue.
So you know, I used to blow it dry and then put those curlers in it to kind of give it some height and mm-hmm. all that stuff. I just blow it dry and good to go.
Oh, great.
You know, really, by the time you go, if you're going to go somewhere and you put on your mask and everything, there's no point in makeup or working too hard at the hair or any of that stuff.
Right. I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you just want to get in and out of that store without seeing anybody you know. And I, oddly enough, I rarely see anybody I know at the grocery store.
Really?
And, yeah.
I guess I got to say, I don't think I've run into anybody I know.
Yeah. I think the odds are just much slimmer that you would, because people, by and large, just don't go out much.
Yeah.
So the chances are that, you know, that it would be pretty slim to run into somebody you know, I think.
But you're pretty, I mean, every time I'd go with you to the grocery store, you'd run into somebody. I'd say at least one person.
Yeah, it used to be that way, but not since the pandemic.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then, so tell me, you blow dry your hair, and then,
mm-hmm.
I know you said you're not wearing makeup, and you're not, are you still, like, mm-hmm. picking out your outfit, or are you kind of like, whatever, I'll wear whatever? Because you're a pretty coordinated person, I'll say that, you're a pretty careful dresser, you know, the matching pajamas is an indication of something, so I would be wondering what's going on in the clothes department.
Yeah, pretty basic. Sometimes go out in my exercise clothes, and then usually just jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not working too hard at it these days.
Okay. And then what's the rest of your day like?
So the rest of my day, let's see, where did we leave off?
You just took a shower and got dressed.
We talked about Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about lunch, did we?
Oh, you had lunch.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. At about noon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Dad and I had one of our favorite lunches.
What's that?
Grilled cheese. Now, why is that funny?
I just didn't expect that. I don't know
you
what
didn't?
I expected, but I didn't expect you to say the words grilled cheese. But I'm glad you did. You make a great grilled cheese.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think the secret I learned from watching you is like 8 tablespoons of butter, but I appreciate it.
Lots of butter.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's 8 tablespoons, but it's lots of butter.
Yeah.
That's the only way it gets crispy.
Yeah, otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Cold
cheese
sandwich.
Right, otherwise, what's the point? Yeah.
Yeah, so you make the grilled cheese sandwich, and that's
mm-hmm.
it? Or do you...
That was it. That was lunch.
And let me ask you this. Are you drinking water throughout the day?
No, I'm not so good at that.
Me
Are
neither.
You?
No.
Oh, I'm not so good at drinking water.
I was just told you're supposed to have 8 glasses of water a day.
I know. They've always said that. I'm just not so good at it.
Maybe you got to get one of those backpacks.
Backpacks?
Yeah, with the straw.
Oh, like a camel something?
Yeah, yeah. Camel toe. Yeah.
I don't think it's called a camel toe.
Yeah, I think it's called a camel toe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You just want me to say that. Somewhere and embarrass myself, don't
No.
you?
No.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
It's called a camel something, but I'm quite certain it's not a camel toe.
Okay. would, okay, I do think that it would help to be drinking, like, mindlessly. I think it's the idea of thinking about getting a glass of water just never occurs to me.
I know. To just have a big, a lot of people have a big icy cup full with a lid and a straw.
Yeah.
And we need to do that.
I'm not big on having lids around, but I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a lot of water, but you mm-hmm. had a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like you got a lot of individual activities. Are you seeing Fred throughout the day, or not? This is like the first time.
Well, so when I'm working, I'm usually in the office basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I do spend a fair amount of time in the office basement, and he has made his office in the middle of the kitchen, at the kitchen island. So, we see each other for breakfast and lunch and then all evening. But between, you know, he goes for walks and plays golf, and I sometimes go for walks and go to the grocery store. And so, yeah, we see each other sort of sporadically during the day, but
yeah,
then after happy hour on, we see each other.
Okay, and that's coming up soon.
Yes, it is.
Oh boy.
Yes, it is.
All right. So then you have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
And then I went up and took my shower, mm-hmm. and I watched a little bit of the talk,
mm-hmm.
and I read the paper a little more. And had some cherries.
Okay.
And got ready for my call.
Wow.
That's pretty much the whole... Oh, I forgot to mention one thing that
what?
I did yesterday afternoon, sometime before the thunderstorm.
Okay.
One of my new favorite obsessions is I have a hummingbird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to change the sugar water in the hummingbird feeder twice a week, or it gets icky and the hummingbirds won't like it.
Oh, they're kind of picky.
They are, yeah. Oh. So that keeps me kind of busy, too, making sure that I change it and clean it twice a week.
Do they, so they come pretty regularly?
They're starting to. For the first couple weeks I had it, I didn't see one lousy hummingbird. But then I moved it to a window that I could see out of. You know, it's like closer to the window.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see them. It's so exciting.
That's great.
Yeah. It's really entertaining.
Now, yesterday we did talk on the phone before the time frame we're talking about. And you told me to get a hummingbird feeder, and you went as far to say that I could find hummingbirds in Manhattan.
Yeah.
You still
why wouldn't they live in Manhattan? You've never seen one in Manhattan?
I feel like a pigeon would eat them.
They're pretty fast. I bet they're faster than pigeons.
You think that there are hummingbirds here?
Well, I'm going to look it up as soon as we get off the phone and find out.
Oh, boy. Okay, another cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and then you did this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you do podcasts, would you say?
Would this have been my first one?
I think you've done,
well,
you've also done Dr.
You've had
Game
me
Show.
As a guest on Dr. Game Show once or twice.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my first time on Everyday Decisions.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so, I mean, it seems like you're staying pretty busy.
I am. I think for old people like Dad and me, it's, you know, life hasn't changed all that dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, we were pretty much staying home before the pandemic.
Yeah, but it's not like you're, like, sitting around all day. It seems like you have, like, a lot of things to do.
True. That's very true. I'm not bored. I don't
you're
get
bored.
Bored.
Mm-mm. Ever.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
There is always plenty to do.
That's a good attitude to have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so, and you really only watch TV in the nighttime?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This is a pretty bumping day.
Yeah.
And this is typical?
It's pretty typical, yeah. Now, on other given days, I might, go for a walk with a friend, and Dad and I have a new volunteer gig we're doing, delivering food for a food pantry, and we got lots of things to do. But on this 24 hours, that's what you got.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has been. I'd say we talk pretty regularly, and I've learned some stuff. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things I hadn't told you before.
Yeah.
What's one thing I hadn't told you before?
Well, I guess I didn't know that you stopped using the curlers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would say my whole life you've been, you put the makeup on, you put the curlers in, you have the matching outfit, and this is a change.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Much more relaxed routine in the morning.
That's good.
I could have shaved off an hour of time if I had had this basic routine while I was working full time. I would not have needed to get up at 5:15 in the morning, would I?
Oh, I've been telling you for years.
Hour.
Go cool. I've been telling you for years.
I just somehow had a hard time imagining not putting those curlers in my hair, but now I'm liberated.
Did you throw them out?
I don't need them. No, I've still got them.
Okay.
I just haven't used them since March 15th.
Wow, you even know the day. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could... Okay, so this might be something that you did in the last 24 hours, or maybe something that that you do regularly that you like a lot. What's one thing that you'd recommend to other people?
Oh boy, that I would recommend that would bring them joy in this weird time.
Yeah.
Well, definitely get a hummingbird feeder. That's number one on the list.
Okay.
The other would be to find a good breakfast that you get excited about waking up for, and I would recommend that great granola that we make.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That you found originally. You found it was an Alton Brown recipe, and there's another really good one by Samin Nosrat.
Yeah.
Get a good granola.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is really yummy for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Get yourself a cordless vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Then life altering.
Why?
Because it's vacuuming with a cord that you have to plug in, going up and down steps. I would get down to just like two steps to go, and I'd have to go upstairs and unplug it and then come down and replug it. And it was such a pain. And a cordless vac is just so great. It's just wonderful. It's lightweight. It's easy to clean. It's great.
Wow.
I highly recommend it. Yeah.
These are all great tips.
Mm-hmm.
Really
hummingbird
great
feeder,
tips.
Granola, and a cordless vac. You're all set.
Wow, this has been very helpful. Thanks, Mom. And let me ask you this, because usually at the beginning of the episode, I plug the person. How would you like me to introduce you? Is there anything you want me to plug?
Well, I don't know. I think my most important role of my life has been to be a mom. So you could say something about me being a mom.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Maybe I will.
Okay.
I can say that. Okay, great. And this is, Mom, thanks so much for doing this.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Jo. How are you? This is all about me today.
Well, that's the point. It's a podcast.
Yeah. But I want to hear how you are.
All right. Well, I'll call you after this.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm going to call you after this. But thanks for doing it, and I love you, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay. I love you too, Boo.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.